Laughing Eyes Kennel presents the Gypsy Musher with Iditarod and Yukon Quest veteran Hugh Neff. The Gypsy Musher will share stories from the trail, fortune telling, and memories of mushing years past. Follow the Gypsy Musher on Twitter and visit our website at gypsymusher.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Robert Forto, hosting from Willow, Alaska, and on the line from North Carolina is the Gypsy Musher himself, Hugh Neff. Hugh, how's it going?
Doing good. Just a little breather. Feeling my age a little bit this morning. We're at about 3,000 feet up on a place called Pilot Mountain in the Blue Ridge Escarpment, just north of Winston-Salem. So George and I are getting a little workout, starting to train up for next year already.
You know, Pilot Mountain, you know, that rings a bell. If you've ever watched Andy Griffith, they always went to Mount Pilot, and they were actually talking about Pilot Mountain. Did you know that, Hugh?
Man, you are a genius. So does that mean that Mayberry's around here somewhere?
Right around there, right down the road is Mount Airy, is where it's supposed to be filmed at or taken part in.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mount Airy, North Carolina, too far from there.
Yeah.
So what's
happening? Yeah, I love North Carolina. It's been great, man. The weather's been nice and chill today. We got a little bit of sun on the coast, which is nice, and now we're back into the 60s, and I'm in the clouds up here about 3,000 feet looking down on all the trees and farm fields. It's gorgeous up here. Taking a little breather today, and then I get back to the doing presentations tomorrow. I've got two in the Charlotte area. My fellow Loyola Academy alumnus, Carl Kleider, is invited me to talk at his kid's school, so I'm going to be doing a couple shows there, and then the next day I'll be talking at my cousin Bob's son's school, Rex, for two shows, and then I got another show on Monday, and then I'm heading to Abington, Virginia. From there, back towards Chicago. I'm going to try to say hi to my brother Bruce real quick, and then taking a breather, going to do a little rafts on the Wolf River with my Eagle Scout buddy Mike Clemmer and my buddy Steve Ost. That's our old Boy Scout camp up in Wisconsin, and then we'll be jumping on a plane from there. I have a couple shows in Chicago too. Then jumping on a plane, flying down to Houston. I'm going to be doing a talk in Austin, which is a few hours outside of Houston, to the Iditarod Teacher on the Trail, Laura Wright's class, believe it or not. So that'd be pretty neat. Then from there, I'll be heading to New Orleans. So got a full slate going on.
So in the last week or so, you started in Chicago, worked your way up to upstate New York near Buffalo, then worked your way down to Virginia Beach area, the Washington, D.C. area, and then into North Carolina, sort of doing a circle around the country there. How many talks total do you know, Hugh, on your tour this year?
Right around 20, I think, which is about average.
Not bad.
I'm always, you know, I'm always wanting more. You know, I love preaching the word according to Dog. Anybody who's been to one of my shows, it's hard to get me to calm down and shut the show down at the end, because I just enjoy trying to use what we do up in Alaska as a metaphor for kids on how to achieve their dreams and get along with one another. And really, you know, it's almost like show and tell. I'm showing off my dogs. And to have George here, people are loving George. He's just he's a ham.
So you've talked for the last several years about wanting to go to New Orleans, and I know you're making it there this year. I know you haven't been there. That's a pretty cool place. I haven't been there in about 20, 25 years, but it's definitely one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals. Are you going to get your voodoo on when you're down there?
No, my family voodoo. That, people are probably wondering, what the heck does a dog musher want to go to New Orleans for? And that's where I came from here, and my grandma was from there. So it'll be pretty cool. But, yeah, this whole tour, people don't realize I'm doing the talks, but I'm also using this as an excuse to visit family. So everywhere I go, saw my sister Monica in Chicago, my sister Teresa in Connecticut, my aunt in Poughkeepsie. I got my cousin Bob here in Mooresville, and then my aunt Kathy's in Mooresville now as well. And I'm hoping to take a little side tour and visit my brother in the St. Louis area if possible. So, you know, I posted that picture on Mother's Day about every girl for four generations in my family was named Dixie. So to actually, you know, finally get down there, it took a while, but I'm a little it's going to be a big moment.
You know, that's awesome. You're making your way around to see all that family. And it's so tough for folks to come up and visit us in Alaska. They think it's, you know, a several-day plane flight, when actually it's relatively inexpensive to fly up here these days, especially from a major hub like Denver or Chicago or even, you know, Seattle, Los Angeles, whatever. But for whatever reason, a lot of folks don't want to make the trek up here. What do you think about, you know, getting some folks up here and seeing the Great White North every once in a while?
Oh, I got people all the time. We're already making arrangements. I got my friend Kevin and Campbell in Abingdon. He wants to come and do some hunting. His wife, Teresa, came up for the Iditarod this year. There's a kid named Carl Bittner that I did a talk at in Fairfax County outside of D.C., and I'm trying to talk him into trying to go for a Iditarod teacher on the trail. I've known several of them over the years through these talks, the first one being Martha Dobson, and then Sally Simon, and a whole slew of them. Just, you know, the school folks love the whole Iditarod theme and the quest as well, to teach the kids about adventure and about learning and science and math and everything. Buddy Ken Huff, who played for the Colts and the Redskins, he's already planning on coming up to be part of the Quest crew next year. So that'll be that way I don't have to worry about any of Brent Sass's handlers beating up on me again. I think Ken can keep him in line for me.
You know, Ken is a big dude. I know we met a couple of years ago, I believe, when he was up here in Alaska. Is that right?
Yeah. It's pretty neat, you know, the whole story. He was actually drafted just ahead of Walter Payton, and then he came up for Iditarod through a mutual friend and found out about me and came to one of my talks, and then he's like, you know, looking at my dog, Walter. So it was pretty neat. He's actually going to be doing a tour. He's doing some traveling in Europe, and I just talked to my buddy Hobo Jim a couple of days ago, and we're already planning a tour. Oh, hello? We're already planning a tour of the UK and possibly Germany as well this September, and it'd be pretty neat to get all three of us.
You know, it would. You'd have a ex-football player, an Alaskan balladeer, and the Gypsy Musher. I think that would be one heck of a headline poster hanging on the bar walls. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they'd probably call them pubs up there, but you know, Hobo's got two songs that are in the Ireland's top country 10 is what he told me. So he's motivated.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been going to Europe for quite four or five years now. And I love going. And that's why I come back and do this tour. I re-energize. And I would suggest this to anybody. You need to go back and find your roots and see where you came from and learn about who you are. Not by, you know, just playing sports or reading books. You got to go back and learn about your family genealogy. Right before my dad passed away, he actually drove around to all the, you know, it sounds a little bit, I don't know, goofy, but he went around to all the cemeteries of our his grandparents and our family and tried to put it all together, the family tree. So, you know, you don't really know who you are until you know where you came from.
But I hear you there for sure. So were you able to visit any places new this year? Is it sort of the same schools over and over again the last few years, or this time some new outings, some new adventures? It looks like we dropped Hugh there. Hopefully he'll call right back in. He is hiking up on Pilot Mountain in North Carolina, so hopefully he gets a call back in. Right after he's done here, he's heading over to the Charlotte area for several more talks on his tour. If you're interested in more information about his school tours, you can find out more about them on his Facebook page. It's the UNEF Gypsy Musher page. You can also find him personally on Facebook, and he's back on, so let's bring him back in. And Hugh, are you back?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what's going on up here. Who knows?
Oh, that's okay. Hello? I was asking there before you fell off, were you able to visit any places new, or is it the same schools that you visited in the past?
Oh, it's about half and half. It was, I think I talked about it. Maybe I haven't talked about it, but I wrote about it. When I did the talk in Fairfax County, I pulled into the school, and I looked to my right, and there's a church and the name of the church is St. Athanasius, and that's where I went to school in Chicago. So that was sort of a one of those weird, strange moments, you know, where like, wow. So I
right.
That was gave me goosebumps. And then when I was up in Buffalo, I did a different school. I don't know if you saw the picture from that or the video, but it was, I mean, I've done some big audiences before, thousands of people and all that, and this is one of my largest school audiences. I mean, it was overflowing out the door into the back. They had all
wow.
the doors open. I mean, it was really packed. It was really cool. I really enjoy making people get a giggle out of my stories. And all these talks, you know, I try to explain things and talk about my history and all that. But a lot of what I'm doing is, if you've been to any of my talks, I do a lot of stuff talking about animal encounters and just strange sightings that we see on the trail. Is what people want to see. I mean, I know with internet time around the races, it's all about the mushers and racing, racing, racing. But for me, that's just a small part of who I am. And it's the day-to-day living and just the life on the trail that it's all about. And that's what I try to explain to the kids. It's not just about some dog race. It's about who you are and what you're doing with yourself.
So let's talk a little bit about George. I know this is his first trip down to the lower 48 on this school tour. Typically you've taken Walter along with you. How is he enjoying the fair? I know you were trying to head over to the beach when you're in Virginia. Did you make it over there, or was it raining?
No, it cleared up for a little bit, so we went for a walk. I videotaped our walk on the sunset there. You realize, you know, one of your dogs was one of my originals I took in tour, Spencer. And I've had maybe five dogs over the years. You know, at first it's complete culture shock. The dogs aren't used to all the noise and traffic and all that. Stop. I try to explain to kids where I live. The first stoplight is 3 hours away, and they just look at me like, you know, they can't even comprehend that. So George is used to it by now. He gets a little over-petted, obviously. I always tell people my funniest anecdote is the teachers at these schools will always tell the kids to stay back from George and, you know, he needs his breathing space. And then the teacher will say, oh, by the way, do you mind if I get a picture with him real quick? So I think Alaska Huskies are pretty much irresistible. And that's why I obviously bring one of my older ones that's got, you know, done 10,000-mile races, and he's a little bit more mellow than I would love to bring Lester down here, but I don't think Lester would do too well with civilization, where George is just really chill. Every talk, he just sort of lays down, and people come up and talk to him. It's funny, though, like I kept on seeing my buddy Ken Huff, you know, this big, burly ex-football player. You know, every time I was doing something else, I'd look over, and Ken would be, like, wandering over to George wanting to pet him. So I think a lot of what I do is cool to people, but having the dog here as well really is the icing on the top of the cake.
Well, you know, what's interesting is most people, especially in that part of the country where you're at in North Carolina, haven't seen a dog like George. It's not, you know, with the Alaskan Husky, they often mistake him for wolves or Siberians or Malamutes or whatever, you know, the typical sled dog. But very few have seen a true Alaskan Husky, have they?
No, I was at my buddy Al Stagg's place, and Al's just a character. That's why I love hanging out with him. It's like his fiance, Shelley, said, we're like two peas in a pod, because Al is not only teaching at a high school, he's also a lead singer of a band called the Mona Lisas, and then he's got another band, too, the Left Wing Fascists, and he's just a funny guy to chat with. I talked at his school. It was a high school, which can be a little bit more intimidating, but it went well. It was about 600 kids or so, primarily African-American, a little bit lower income family situation. But they said, is that a wolf? And I said, no, that's an Alaska Husky. I'm the wolf. And they all giggled with that.
Very cool. So, Hugh, I'm going to let you go here in just a minute. I know you're getting ready to hit the road. I got a 4 or 5 hour trip, I guess, over to Western North Carolina, another absolutely beautiful area there in the Appalachians as you head into either Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia there. If folks haven't been there, that's a remarkable place to be. You know, have you ever been to Asheville, North Carolina, Hugh?
Oh, yeah, I've done several talks there. One of my longtime sponsors lives in that area, Jerry Grandpa Owens. So, yeah, I get out there. I've done lots of talks over there in Maggie Valley and all over the place. So, yeah, it's one of the prettier parts of Carolina.
It looks a lot like the Matsu Valley, I think, there in western North Carolina. Just the landscape, the trees, and all that, very similar to what we have right around here.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I mean, I travel down here and see all the sights, but you get back to Alaska and you realize how beautiful it is up there. I mean, it's just
absolutely
nothing down here really compares to it.
So, Hugh, have fun on the road. How much longer until you head back up this way?
I'll be on the road till June 5th, and then I get back to Tok and start doing my nightly talks there. But I do still have openings, by the way, down in New Orleans. So if any folks are interested, they can contact me, laughingeyeskennel@hotmail.com. I'm going down there as a vacation for myself to check it out and everything, but I always love talking dog mushing, so it'd be nice to set up a show or two down in the Louisiana area.
So what day will you be in New Orleans?
I'm going to be down there. My sponsors are actually flying me down to Houston, and I'll be down in that area over Memorial Weekend, and then after Memorial Weekend, I'll be heading to Louisiana. So that would be, I think, like the 30th through the 5th or 4th.
Well, hopefully
so probably
we can do
the last week of school's down there.
Yeah, let's do a show when you're down in the deep south there. I think that would be a fun one to talk about, especially in the New Orleans area. We can talk a little bit
about
what's happening down in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm going to go back and look up my family lineage. Like I said, my Mama Dixie was from there. We weren't allowed to call her grandma, and her grandfather was actually a sea captain killed in the mutiny. I'm going down there a lot to study this guy. They call him sea captains. We call him pirates. But he was
awesome.
I'm really looking forward to checking out the history. And I'm not really into the heat, of course. The music I love, but it's going to be, like you said, a memory of a lifetime. And the cool thing is my sponsor's flying me down there, and then Nicole's actually flying down from Alaska, so she's going to join me for that, so that'll be cool.
Very cool. Well, Hugh, stay safe out there. I know you're doing lots of driving. Make sure you stay hydrated with old George. He's not used to the 100-degree heat, I'm sure, and we'll talk in a couple weeks, okay?
All right, man. Looking forward to getting back up there eventually.
Very good. Hugh Neff, the Gypsy Musher, is live from North Carolina on top of Pilot Mountain. We'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.